Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, February 5th, 2026. We'll start with a story titled Town Hall Discussion Saturday, and this is written by Christy Jankowski. A Janville alderwoman is hosting a Citizens First Town Hall. Trisha Teague is hosting the Town Hall on February 7th at the Danville Area Community College in the Bremer Center Conference Room at 1 p.m. What I want to do is start with an open-ended invitation for participants to provide some high-level topics, Teague said. So my plan is to provide them with post-it notes to write down things on their mind for them, and then once that we gather all of those and arrange them to see what the most concerns items are amongst the people, and that will help guide the discussion. She is anticipating there being at least a few hot topics for discussion, and added that while she is the alderwoman, it is important to know the people's needs. I think I know what that is, but that does not mean I am right, she said. She says that she wants to be very open and wants this to be a very open discussion of the community's concerns. I'm expecting there to be 3 to 4 hot top button issues for everyone, Teague says. To say this is a priority for me, and that way it will help me identify what is most important to the people. Teague emphasizes while she knows past concerns, she wants to find out what the current high topic items are for the community. I really want to hear about the things that are on people's minds. Yes, people have an opportunity to speak at city council meetings, but a 3-minute comment is not a conversation, Teague said in the press release. What's most important is that citizens get their concerns heard and their ideas taken to heart. City council isn't a forum that's conducive to that. And while there are no planned topics for discussion, Teague is aware of a few that have been at priorities in the past. I know we have spent a significant amount of time on a couple of topics, one of them being garbage toters, she said. I don't know if that is a pervasive topic or not anymore. Another one we spent a lot of significant amount of time on is the rental registration ordinance, because it covers a lot of information dealing with landlords and tenants disputes. I know that has been a high button item, but it is the highest priority. Is it the highest priority for everyone? I don't know. It's higher priority than garbage toters. I think it is, but I don't know if the people think it is. One topic she thinks will likely be brought up is the gun violence, with the Project Success Youth Expo on gun violence still fresh in people's minds. If there are 20 people saying that it is the highest priority for them and it is higher than anything else, we will start with that topic, Teague said, as we work through the list with the priorities that people outline. And then she says the discussion can evolve to a deeper dive into the issue. She said she wants to focus on why you see it as a problem and what are the things you are seeing happening in your area of town and neighborhood. What are some real-life stories or incidents you can share concerning those, and then we can talk about some potential solutions. And that doesn't mean those will be the only solutions, but at least it will help me to understand the areas I might need to focus on or conversations I have with the city staff. Teague says she hopes the event leads people to engage in meaningful dialogue, and she adds there is no specific topic the event will cover. My only agenda is to listen to the citizens. I want to facilitate a conversation that uncovers people's collective priorities, which may or may not be the same as the city council's or even city hall's priorities, Teague said. When I first became an alderman, I had a priority list which was based on the things I heard the most complaints about. After 4 years, it's important for me to check back in with the people to see if their priorities needed changed. Teague, who represents Ward 4, says the ward does not have neighboring associations. That's part of the reason I chose to have the event at DACC, because it's located in Ward 4, Teague said. When someone stops me in the grocery store or church, I don't ask them what ward they live in, because it doesn't matter. We're all citizens of the city. The event is open to all, not just those who reside in Ward 4. I am not specifically focusing the discussion on Ward 4. Now, that might come into play depending on what the topics of conversation are, Teague added. People have many have different experiences in different neighborhoods, so it will be a dependent on what shows up, to be quite honest. Teague added that she wants to do another event like this in one in the future for small business owners in the community. I always look at what the city does through an entrepreneur lens, and I know economic development grows based on small businesses, Teague said. There are different needs for small businesses that have that we will be that will be different than residents, so it will be about how to support them and bring their issues to the forefront. And her goal is to implement strategies that have worked elsewhere, to know what my experiences have been and can compare what things have been done in our other cities as far as supporting small businesses, she said. Champaign-Urbana has a pretty robust program supporting small businesses, which I would love to have us have for us in Danville. Next story is titled Glow and Roll in Danville, written again by Christy Jankowski. Glow and roller skate your way into the weekend with Glow and in the Galaxy on Friday at Illini Skateland. Every month on the first Friday, the city of Danville holds themed events to bring together families within and outside the community for a little family-friendly fun. Community coordinator Lindsay Franz is in charge of the events. We do these events every first Friday of the month, and they are all different, she said. Now, some of them have repeated themselves because they are just community favorites, and we always try to incorporate new events like this one each year. The Glow in Galaxy event takes place February 6 from 5 to 8 p.m. The first Friday event will take place at the Illini Skateland with free roller skating, glow disco, face paint, arcade games, laser tag, and more for purchase. The roller rink is located at 8 Brewer Road in Danville. Franz said that this is the first one they are doing outside of this downtown area. We are going to Illini Skateland partially to switch things up a bit because this is our first event outside of downtown Danville, Fran said. But also it is the winter season, so we can't really do events outside, unfortunately. So we will be trying to find places in Danville to support and stay warm. A vendor will offer glow hairstyles, braids for $6 to $10, arcade games require a $5 minimum for 20 credits, and if you decide to lace up your skates, you will win a brand new pair. You could win a brand new pair just by going with a free entry to win. There will be a raffle for new roller skates up to the $130 value. All attendees are automatically entered. Entries accepted until 6:45 p.m., with the winner announced at 7 p.m. You must be present to win. Franz added there will also be glow activities like glow twister, glow cornhole, and glow ring toss. Franz said if you have your own skates, bring them because you may get in faster. We are anticipating a big crowd, she said, so if I don't go get to everything that you want to do that they have, you are more than welcome to go another time. She said to check out the Illini Skateland website. The family-friendly fun is for almost any age. They have the fake plastic roller skates that don't actually roll, but I would say at least 2 years old are able to come, she said. And they have people on the rink to watch out for everyone and instructors as well to help. There is also the little walker to help yourself as well. And the next first Friday event is Danville's Got Talent, and the theme is this year is Battle of the Best, Franz said, looking forward to it. We are bringing back the winners to the battle against our new auditionees, she said. The event will take place on March 6th. The city began doing first Fridays in 2021. Next story is titled OSF Offering New Treatment Option, and there's a couple of pictures. One of the linear accelerator at OSF Bobette Steele Hagler Cancer Care Center in Danville, Illinois, and then there's a picture of outside of the OSF healthcare Bobette Steely Higler Cancer Care Center located in Danville. This, again, is written by Christy Jankowski. Those with inflammatory conditions may have an option for treatments that's close to home. The OSF Healthcare Bobette Steely Higler Cancer Center is now offering low-dose radiotherapy for those suffering from osteoarthritis and other conditions affecting the tendons, joints, and soft tissues. People have tried other treatments but are not ready for surgery are great candidates for LDRT, said Eddie Krueger, MD, radiation oncologist at Higler Cancer Center. This is a safe, effective, and non-invasive treatment that can significantly reduce pain and stiffness, possibly avoiding the need for surgery. The treatments take 15 minutes, and healthcare officials from OSF say most people go through 6 treatments over a 2-week period. Then patients are to return 3 weeks later for a check-in where their doctor will decide how to proceed. The cancer treatment is delivered through a true beam linear accelerator. Those looking to receive care from the Higler Cancer Center will need a referral from their health care provider. OSF said those interested and have questions can give them a call at 217-431-4290. More information can be found in the OSF Newsroom Lab on their website. The center is located within the campus of the OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center, which is at 806 North Logan Avenue. Okay, we'll run through the obituaries. Stephen W. Carroll, better known as Steve, passed away peacefully on January 29th in Danville, Illinois. A visitation services will be held at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, Houghton Leisure Chapel at 200 East West Street in Georgetown, Illinois, on February 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. Additional visitation will take place at the United Methodist Church at 112 West 2nd Street in Illinois on February 7th from 10 until 11:30 a.m. Please join Steve's family in sharing pictures and memories. The family asked that if you would make a memorial donation in Steve's name, please do so to either Georgetown United Methodist Church, Vermilion Grove Friends Church, or Land of Lincoln Honor Flight. Floyd L. Ware, 92 of Tilton, passed away at the VA Ileana Healthcare System in Danville, Illinois at 10:12 a.m. on February 2nd with his family by his side. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday, February 9th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Pastor Dan Kitinoja and Pastor Joe Humrichis will co-officiate. Burial will be in Sunset Memorial Park. Military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post 210 Honor Guard. Visitation will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. on Monday, February 9th, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Floyd's memory to the Mission Fund at Calvary Baptist Church in Danville, Illinois. Jean Dixon, 92 of Covington, of the Covington community, passed away on January 31st at Carl Hospital in Urbana. A visitation will be held on Friday, February 6th from 11 to 1 p.m., followed by a funeral service starting at 1 p.m. at the Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Covington Chapel in Covington, Indiana. Burial to follow at Mount Hope Cemetery in Covington with military rites. Sharon Lou Hardy, 88, from Danville, passed away at 6:12 p.m. on Monday, February 2nd at the Hawthorne Inn of Danville, Illinois. Visitation is from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, February 8th at Robeson Chapel in Catlin. Private family interment will be in Spring Hill Cemetery in Danville. Memorials to Alzheimer's Research in her memory. And Donna Jean Seeland, 81, formerly of Westville and Danville, and later of Springfield and Petersburg, Illinois, passed away at 8:06 p.m. Thursday, January 29th at Springfield Memorial Hospital. A service to celebrate life of Donna Jean Seeland will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 7th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Park. Visitation will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. prior to the service on Saturday, also at the funeral home. Please... Next story, again written by Christy Jankowski, is Danville Youth Look to Curb Gun Violence in Danville. The Danville youth are looking for ways to end gun violence. Project Success held its second youth-led town hall on Thursday at the Laura Lee Fellowship. 16 students shared ideas like midnight basketball and block parties to fight violence, along with methods that worked in cities like Champaign. The young people are asking for more coordinated response from the city of Danville in the aftermath of incidents of gun violence that's more transparent and lets the community and families know what's going on before social media can get it and kind of run rampant with it, said Mary Catherine Roberson, a candidate for the 104th District Illinois State Representative. There was a piece on street outreach, the task force and street outreach, and that's working with people who are considered credible messengers, people that maybe who are involved in gun violence or at risk might trust to be able to work with them to intervene and even interrupt violence before it occurs. Roberson's two daughters, Maya and Malia Roberson, are both involved with Project Success and presented the idea of doing block parties to reach people in the community. Both girls were friends with Anaya Davis, who lost her life to gun violence in June of 2025. Maya Roberson is a senior at Danville High School, and she said there used to be block parties with organizations like Three Kings of Peace prior to COVID. "I think we had really good turnouts," Mariah said, about the past block parties. It brought the community together. It gave somewhere for people to go. Maya's sister, Malaya, is also involved with the group. She also thinks block parties are a great way to address the issue. "My fondest memories growing up were the block parties and just being able to, talk with the neighborhood kids that I don't ever really talk to or I didn't go to school with, but I can still, hang out with them." Malaya added she thinks meetups like block parties are a great way to keep people safe in the streets. "I feel like," in recent years, Malia said, "people are scared to go out at night, or people are scared to go out, even in the afternoon or whatever, and we just don't really do anymore." Malia added she remembers going to block parties with her mom and when she was younger. I have not had a block party in a long time," she said. "We are getting back to that and being able to build that community and give people a safe place to go and give kids a safe place to play." The girl's mother added that block parties are a great way for people to meet where they are. "We can bring the resources into the neighborhoods for those block parties," Mary said, "so people don't have to go out. We can meet people where they're at." She added that Project Success has a lot of community partnerships with places like Cross Point. When we build community in the neighborhoods, then when something happens, they're more likely to feel comfortable telling someone," she said. "And you know that the old adage that we hear, see something or say something, and that becomes easier to do if you have someone that you can trust within that system." Malia added that they want to reach communities to have them that have been impacted by gun violence. "It gives the neighborhood a positive reputation rather than just being people thinking on this neighborhood. Oh, this neighborhood's unsafe. People always have shootings there," she said. Now organizations are being asked to sponsor events to help build positive relations. The ask is that organizations who might have a gym that you might volunteer to sponsor a midnight basketball, Mary said, or if you've got an organization, maybe you could sponsor a block party. So just a way to bring everybody together to build this plan. There will be a youth violence symposium on February 12th that will feature people that will feature problem solvers from Schlarman Academy and Project Success Youth. They will be talking about ways to decrease gun violence by discussing factors that impact, like housing, mental health, and more. Roberson said the group will be announcing plans soon for how they will are putting their ideas in action. Some meetings have already been scheduled as a result, Roberson said. Definitely stay tuned, and we will keep you posted on the partnerships. Okay, let's go to the sports section and do the local roundups. Darling Townsend each reached 1,000 points, and this is written by Marvin Holman. For two local senior players, Tuesday was a special moment. Westville's Matthew Darling and Armstrong Potomac's Luke Townsend each hit the 1,000-point mark as both of their teams picked up big wins. Darling had 24 points for the Tigers in a 69-24 win over Oakwood. He becomes the third member of the team to reach 1,000-point mark this season. Fellow senior Easton Barney and junior Aiden White each got to 1,000 at the Vermilion County Tournament. White had 13 points for Westville, while Lincoln Cravens had 10 and Kipton Apple had added 8. Carson Dudley had 9 points for Oakwood, while Ben Darling had 7 and Jason Perez had 4. Townsend had 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists for the Tigers in an 84-65 win over Watseka. Reese Showalter had 24 points and 8 rebounds, while Davin Franzen had 17 and points and 14 rebounds. Ryan Edwards had 13 rebounds, and Gage Foster had 5 points, 6 assists, and 8 rebounds. The Trojans will play Hoopston area on Friday, while Westville will travel to Chrisman on Friday, and Oakwood will take on Iroquois West on Friday. Normal Community 64, Danville 43 in Normal. The Vikings could not get the win on the road against the Ironmen in Big 12 action on Tuesday. Danville stays on the road Friday to take on Champaign Central. BHRA 72 in Chrisman 33 in Chrisman. Keeson Peoples had 26 points as the Blue Devils cruised to a win over the Cardinals. Micah Tidwell had 15 points for Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin, while Noah Rice had 10 points and Mason Clapp added 7. The Blue Devils will host Milford on Friday. Hoopston Area 58, Iroquois West 29 in Hoopston. Nick Cardenas had 22 points for the Corn Jerkers, as the Corn Jerkers beat the Raiders on Tuesday. Zach Huschel had 11 points, while Alandis Barnett added 10 for Hoopston Area. And Prep Girls Basketball, Danville 43, BHRA 39 in Danville. Jada Bell had 15 points as the Lady Vikings got past the Blue Devils on Monday. Imani Hughes had 12 points for Danville, while Adrina Burns had 8 points. Ella Acton had 15 points for Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin, while Gentry Elson had 10 and Gianna Brown added 8 points. The Lady Vikings then faced Normal Community on Tuesday and lost 66-36. Danville will try to regroup on Friday with a game against Champaign Central. And Watseka 45, Salt Fork 37 in Catlin. The Storm were outscored 25-15 in the second half as they lost on the road to the Warriors. Taylor Remel had 9 points for Salt Fork, while Sailor Packett had 8 points. Morgan Russell had 5 points. Bryce Hurd had 5, and Ella Carey added 4 points. The Storm will travel to Oakwood today. On page A2, there's a picture of Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. visited to Danville Art League on Saturday, January 31st, to bring flowers and congratulate Joyce Melton at her artist reception. Melton has her paintings on exhibit at the Danville Art League Gallery through March. The gallery is open on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 9 until noon and all the other times by appointment. Please call 217-442-9264 for more information. The Danville Art League is located at the corner of Franklin and Seminary Streets in Danville. And there's a picture of the Danville Kiwanis here from DACC's Randy Fletcher. The Danville Kiwanis Club was honored to welcome Danville Area Community College President Rajiv Fletcher in their latest meeting. He discussed new programs being developed, the DACC Foundation successful year awarding $1 million in scholarships, and the upcoming inaugural State of the College address. Standing from left to right are Mark Kaiser, Jim Carrey, Emily Duncan, Fletcher, Wes Barrett's, and Greg Sprinkles. Now in local briefs, Taste of Deutschland in Danville. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church, located at 1930 North Bowman Avenue, will host the 30th Taste of Deutschland German Dinner and Dancing on February 21st from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults and $5 for children under 12. The ticket will include entertainment from German band Keith Strauss and Polka Confetti, and the adult meal, which includes grilled brats, sauerkraut, red potatoes, green beans, pumpernickel or white bread, drink, and a dessert. Contact the church office at 442-567 or at www.ilcdanville.com for more information. Yard waste stickers available in Danville. The City of Danville Public Works Yard Waste Division announces that 2026 yard waste stickers are available for purchase now. Stickers are priced at $40 each and may be purchased in person or by phone, debit or credit card accepted. Processing fees may apply at the City of Danville Public Works and the Robert E. Jones Municipal Building. Please note that the only city-approved containers displaying a valid 2026 yard waste sticker will be collected during designated toter-only collection periods. A collection schedule and brochure outlining program guidelines will be provided with each sticker purchase. Yard waste collection for the 2026 season will begin in late March of 2026. Now, a community brief or two here. Paint and Sip Night in Danville. The City of Danville invites adults to unwind and get creative at a Paint and Sip Night on Friday, February 21st from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Harrison Park Golf Course Clubhouse. The guided painting experience will be led by local artist Katie Weston and is open for adults 21 and over. All art supplies are included, and participants will take home their finished print masterpiece. There are only 40 slots open, and the cost of the event is $35 per person. For more information or to register, contact the City of Danville Parks and Recreation Department at 217-431-2288. And then Town Hall in Danville. Danville Alderwoman City Tricia Teague is hosting a Citizens First Town Hall on Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Danville Area Community College's Brenner Center at room 141-142 conference room. The Town Hall is open to all the listening session and is an open forum to engage in a meaningful dialogue about the city. If someone cannot attend, call 217-303-8934 or email tteague@cityofdanville.org. If someone cannot attend, is what it says. So, and then Kiwanis meeting. The Danville Kiwanis Club will have their noon lunch meeting on Thursday at the Danville Public Library. People are welcome to join the club if they are interested in helping us serve the community at the Children Around the World. Applications will be available. And museum hosts free Saturday. The Vermilion County Museum Society, located at 116 North Gilbert Street in Danville, is having free Saturday on February 7th to allow people to view the traveling exhibit, Journey to Freedom, Illinois Underground Railroad. The exhibit shares stories of freedom seekers, conductors, and communities that are a part of the Illinois Underground Railroad. The exhibit is sponsored by Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area, also known as the Looking for Lincoln. For additional information, call the museum at 217-442-2922 during regular business hours, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, that'll pretty much be it for the news for today. Looks like it's going to be get into the 40s here pretty soon, so hopefully get rid of the snow that we got here, and it'll get a little bit warmer. I don't know about you, but I'm a little tired of winter myself, so hopefully y'all have a good week, and hopefully I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.